Glorious. No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious.
D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. I have to get used to saying that now. On 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Live from Predators training camp at Ford Ice Center, Bellevue. And we were pleased to be joined by one of the longest are you the longest tenured member of the team now? You have to be up
close.
There.
It's close. I think Yost has got him by little bit.
Colton Sissons is here.
Maybe Phil. I don't know.
Predators forward
Phil
Colton
might have
Sissons.
You by just a smidge.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look this up, but this is the 11th season, I believe, we discussed of you being a member of this organization as an everyday member of the Predators. But you've been in the organization longer than that. So how does that feel to know that you're up there? I'm not saying you're old, because I think we're about the same age, but How does that feel?
I don't know. I feel like I come to camp, I'm nervous and anxious like it was my first couple of years. So I've been around a minute, but I don't feel too old yet, so that's good.
You have seen it all. You know, Willie just mentioned you were here when Barry was still coaching, and you've seen the come up of the team, making it to the Stanley Cup Final, winning the President's Trophy, undergone some transition. But considering where you were or where the organization was when you started versus where it is now, I mean, how do you describe that journey for you and the journey of the organization over that time?
Yeah, I mean, a lot has turned over. A lot has changed. It's hard to summarize, really. Had some great coaches and some great teams along the way, and almost finished it off the 1 year. Came up a little bit short, but I think just the excitement and the support around Nashville and beyond in Tennessee and the South is probably the biggest difference. It's just grown so much since my draft day back in 2012. It's like night and day, so it's been fun to be a part of that journey.
We watched from afar, of course, on July 1st when Barry went hog wild, spending God knows how much money. I know there's a figure on it. I don't remember it, but it was a lot. Bringing in Steven Stamkos, Jonathan Marchessault, Brady Shea, re-signing UC. But those three free agent additions in particular, I believe a couple of your teammates have likened it to Christmas Day, seeing all of those players come in. Take us back to July 1st for you. What was your initial reaction when you learned that Steven Stamkos, Jonathan Marchessault, and Brady Shea were now members of the Nashville Predators?
Yeah, I mean, it was shocking. It was kind of hard to believe. I had to refresh the old Twitter or X feed a few times.
I still call it Twitter. It's okay.
Wipe my eyes a few times to see if I was reading that right or if those were just rumors. But, yeah, I couldn't believe it. Just so excited. We were all fired up texting each other and texting them. And, yeah, it was a pretty cool day.
Now, Colton, how has it, you know, you were excited to see those names once they were acquired. How has it been the first couple of days of practice, or what, today's the first day, right?
Second day, yeah.
Second day of practice. How has it been with those guys on ice with y'all?
It's been great. Fortunately, all those guys came in pretty early because school starts at the beginning of August in Tennessee. So we've been skating and hanging out and, you know, getting not only the hockey guys but the wives together and getting to know each other, and everyone seems to be gelling pretty good. And once camp opens up here, you know it's on, and it's pretty cool to see those names buzzing around the rink and playing in the scrimmages today, competing against those guys. It's awesome. And they fit in really well so far, and hardworking guys. There's no big egos that we're going to have to deal with, so hopefully we can gel pretty quickly.
Now, because I've been through this where – you've played against an individual for a good while, and you sort of dislike them, not as a person, but dislike them because they're on another team. And then you get on a team with them, and you sort of see them in a different light. Has it been that way with you guys, with the new guys that they brought in?
Yeah, a little bit. You never know kind of what their personalities are like off the ice or in the locker room. So that's always the biggest learning curve. But I know I think Smitty broke Marchessault's hand last year, his finger with a slash. So they had to hug it out, I think, early, but that's about it.
You know, you were mentioning the families getting together, and I know, like, Luke Shen's family goes way back with Steven Stamkos' family. I know Ryan O'Reilly and Luke Shen's kids are about the same age. I feel like the youth hockey programs around here, for a certain age of kid, they're going to have some loaded teams here in the next couple years.
It's looking that way. Yeah, they got a pretty good coaching staff. Yeah, some parents are going to be pretty shocked who's going to be teaching their kids in down south now, so they're pretty fortunate.
I know what got talked about a lot last year was the uniqueness of Andrew Burnett, the way he wants to play, and you could really see it take shape over the course of the season last year. You guys gelled more and more the more you guys did it. So how much is it different on the first day of camp this year now that you've done it for a year?
Yeah, it feels a lot different for personally. It was a lot to take in. There's a lot of new systems, and it just stylistically just different. You know, we were taught one way for a long time, and we almost felt like we were cheating a little bit how fast he wants us to play and anticipate and get up the ice. So we kind of just had to took some time to accept that and kind of just ingrain it into your brain that you don't have to think too much. It just starts happening kind of naturally and instinctually. And, yeah, it took us a little bit to understand that. But I think a lot of the guys coming back in have a good grasp of it, and I think we'll probably be able to start a little quicker.
You can play. One of the things that every coach that you've played for has used you, you can play with anybody, put them anywhere in the lineup. How tough is that for you? Is that just something you accept and say, this is my role in the league, or would you like to settle in and just play with the same two guys the whole year? Because that's never happened, right? I mean, basically not.
I don't even know what that's like. So. it would be cool, I guess, to see one time, but no, I'm pretty open to just sliding around them. I think I don't really need to change my game that much, no matter if I'm playing with Phil or if I'm playing a check-in role with McCarron and Smitty or you know whatever I have to do. I kind of bring what I bring no matter what. And, I just like being the Swiss Army knife a little bit. It's kept me around, so I'm going to keep doing it.
One thing that I know you guys are really hungry to do is to get to the playoffs and have some success. And I'm just wondering what – it's such a razor's edge when you watch the playoffs every year. Like that series last year – you go back to it, just a couple of moments here and there, it could have been completely different. But it's hard for maybe people on the outside to realize how tough it is. How do you try to, number one, live with it, but also learn and have it drive you to be able to win on the margins, which is what it takes sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredibly tight. And, you know, sometimes both teams just leave it all out there, and it's just a bounce one way or the other. That's how tight the playoffs are these days, especially even in the first round. I mean, just the league is so tight, the competition's so tight, and everyone's games are so dialed in at that point of the year. But every series is different, you know. The momentum swings, and sometimes managing that, especially on the road, is tough. I think we could have managed that a little bit better in the Vancouver series. But there's just so many variables that come into play. You never know which one's going to be the difference.
This group is pretty unique in that you have a really good stable of veterans. Some like yourself have been here for a while. Then you've got these new guys coming in that have won in other places. Then you've got this young group that has done very well in Milwaukee. You were one of those guys for a while. Now you see these guys coming up. It looks like a good blend of depth. And so how does that work when you guys are all together like that? Who are some of the guys that tie them all together, the young guys with the older guys?
I mean, I think everybody kind of pulls their weight, and in that regard, the game's so different from even when I came into camp. There's no really factions between the vets and the rookies. Everyone's so open to being together and including everybody. Everyone has dinner on the roads together. I mean, we just do two team functions all the time. Starts with Yost and Factor and myself, and like Evangelista was playing cards on the plane last year, so. That says everything.
I did. Yeah, that was it. I remember one time we were on the road, and the broadcast crew went out, and we looked to our right and to our left. I mean, they were just the whole team was like. I guess we all have good taste. We followed you guys. We didn't plan on it or anything, but it was interesting to see so many times you guys all do end up flocking together.
Yeah,
it's not clicky or things like that. Like it can be.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. It's been that way here, really, for a long time. The old guard with, you know, Shea Weber and Pekarinne, those guys included everybody and made a point to have the young guys at dinners and hanging out with them in the locker room and just including them in everything. So that's just the way it is now naturally. So we're pretty fortunate to have a group like that.
Colton Sissons joining us here on DVD. Again, I'm going to have to get used to saying it. It's a new show. You mentioned Luke Evangelista.
Ask Colton if he's ever owned a DVD.
Have you ever owned a DVD?
When's the last time you had one?
When's the last time you bought a DVD?
I don't know, man. 16 years ago.
Throwback. We're going throwback.
Maybe more than that. Probably more than that.
Kids these days, they don't know how good they have it, that an entire series is available at the click of their fingertips. They don't have to go to Best Buy like I did to buy box sets of The Sopranos and things of that nature.
Blockbuster.
Yeah, oh, I miss those days, man.
He knows about Blockbuster. There we go.
Kids, you used to have to rent movies. Yes, yeah, you have to rewind them. It's anyway. So you meant Willie brought up Luke Evangelista. If I'm not mistaken, you've been skating with him so far through camp. I was impressed from afar by the steps that he took. And when you are that young, you know, the physical strides you make, the mental strides you take year over year can be gigantic. Just where do you see him as camp starts versus where he was last season as he was navigating his first full NHL season?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely come in very confident. You know, not that he wasn't confident coming in last year, but I think he's come into his own a little bit physically after a year in the NHL and learning how tough that can be. It's a different animal playing a full 82 in the NHL. So he's got that under his belt and worked hard. He always works hard this summer. I know he had a big summer back home and just has a great attitude, has some swagger and some confidence, which we love. Doesn't take it too far, doesn't have inflated ego or anything. He has a good balance, and he's a great kid, and I think he's going to have a big impact on us this year.
Barry Trotz has placed an emphasis on bringing in what he calls serial winners, and he started it last year, bringing in Ryan O'Reilly and Luke Shen and Gus Nyquist, and then, of course, the moves that he made over the summer. So by my count, the team now has four players who have won the Stanley Cup at least once since 2019, and Stamkos, Marchessault, Ryan O'Reilly, and Luke Shen. You have two Conn Smythe Trophy winners in that group, in O'Reilly and Marchessault. It's easy for us from the outside to talk about the effect that players who have been there and done that, and this doesn't even include players like yourself and Roman and Phillip who have gone far in the postseason, even if you haven't won a championship yet. But we talk about how much effect those winners have in a dressing room. But you being in a dressing room, how much does that permeate the room, knowing guys that have won championships, have been the MVP of the postseason, and how it helps all of you, you know, mentally and preparing for the season?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that guys that have been there and done that just command so much respect from everybody. You can really trust what they're telling you because they've walked the walk and got it done at the end of the day. And that's no easy task, as we all know, in the NHL. So when they pipe up in the room in between periods, or even if we have a bad practice day, it commands attention, and people really take it to heart and listen and try to instill what they're telling you.
Colton Sissons, Predators forward, joining us here on DVD. Colton, it was great to see you. Thank you for joining us, and I hope we can talk again soon.
Anytime. Thanks, guys.
Colton Sissons. I'm going to have to get used to saying that again.
We'll get it.
He's a radio guy now. Yes. You got to speak clearly, right? He's not right. I mean, can't just type it in.
No, I can't type it in anymore. I mean, like, I've been talking to this guy for close to 10 years. I should know how to say his name by now. Colton Sissons joining us here on DVD. Thanks, Colton. 615-737-1025. We'll talk about that. We'll discuss the Titans. We'll get into all of it next. 615-737-1025. Derek Mason, Willie Donick, Adam Vingan, 1025-1063, The Game.